Alt-1019, I know. We are all ashamed of Hollywood excess, but not this pet sitter to the stars.
No.
We'll be chatting with her coming up in around 20 minutes or so. What are people clicking on today?
Master Clickbait. Master Clickbait. He, she who does not listen is doomed to be unmoved.
There's a new challenge that's taking social media by storm. It's the Invisible Box Challenge. It's where you make it look like you're stepping on an invisible box in the air.
High school cheerleader Ariel Olivar is so skilled, she's considered the number one invisible box challenger in the USA.
Ooh, number one invisible boxer.
The 11th grader from Texas sure makes it look so easy.
So first, you got to show them there's nothing there, there's no invisible box. So now you're going to pat about a foot off the ground. Now remember where your hand is.
Hold on, that's not right.
That's not right. You want to make it look like there is something there, that there is an invisible box.
Right. You, essentially, this is your foray into miming.
Yes, exactly.
And put your foot there. And so this foot, you have to keep it in the same exact spot the whole time. Ready?
Right.
1, 2, 3, jump.
Oh, what?
That is so hard.
She does a good job of it. It's actually a little bit more challenging than it looks.
And you know this because you just did the invisible box challenge.
Yes,
We posted it on Snapchat. It's just Alt Morning Show, all one word. And
we've also posted it on Facebook, too, on the Alt 1019 Facebook page.
Oh, really? I was going to do another one for Facebook. I was going to do the Invisible Boxer Challenge, where I'm whipping some huge invisible boxer. But I think the key to this is don't overestimate the size of your box. Number one, it's not flattering. But look, if you present yourself as I'm going to jump over this box and you make it, you know, up to your waist,
you're not going to be able to do
it. No, but if you make your box smaller, if you start out with a modest invisible box, you have a much better chance of success. How do you think you did in estimating the size of your box?
I think I overestimated my box.
Too wide.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. So there was a survey done to find out what kind of gifts are the worst kind of gifts. And here are the top 10. 10, soap on a rope. At number 9, a scarf. Number 8, a handkerchief. At number 7, candles. I love candles. I don't mind receiving candles at all. And I give them sometimes, too.
Oh, it's a weak gift. It's
right.
Fun to have around your house, you know, but so is popcorn.
Yeah, but it's some of those things that I just don't attempt to buy sometimes, so it's nice to just get them gifted anyhow. Number 6, a movie you've already seen. Number 5, t-shirts with inspirational or clever sayings on them. Number 4, socks. Number 3, bath salts or a bottle of bubble bath. And number 2, a toiletry kit. And
okay, now I like the toiletry kit.
You're right. It's something that you use, and it's not something that you always buy for yourself.
You know what I really like is the beard trimmer.
Uh-huh.
I've bought maybe 50 beard trimmers over my lifetime, and I only have one left.
All right.
And that hasn't, I have one broken, but yes, go ahead and write that down.
Beard trimmer for Christmas. All right. And number 1, ugly clothing, of course. Nobody wants ugly clothing. And there you have it.
Tell me what you think of this. So my wife's birthday is today.
Yes.
Happy birthday, wife.
Happy birthday, Megs.
And so, like, I had to, like, she understands that Christmas and her birthday are close, and she doesn't expect, like, everything for every one of them. But I got her, since she's always losing her keys, I bought her, like a tracker that she can put on her keychain, which then she can find with her phone.
That's great.
Is it great, or is it because she's always like, where are my keys? And I'm like, I don't know, where did you put them? And it's become one of the things that annoys me, so I got her a gift that would then take away the annoying me part of it. Is that selfish of me?
I don't think so, because it's going to better your relationship, because that annoyance will no longer be there.
I know, but how do you think this gift will be taken? Because she knows damn well that her looking for her keys annoys me, because I'm always like, why don't you just hang them up on the key rack that we have here? That's what I put it up there for.
She might think you're slightly douchey, but I think she'll appreciate it anyway.
I also got her a massage.
Awesome. I was going to get her that. Glad I didn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in just a second here, we'll play a little music from Yellow Card and one of our Grammy nominated artists on the way on All 101.9.
Time for the traffic.
Good morning. There's been a crash on the West Belt at California Avenue. That's over to the right. Also a side street accident, 5600 West at 4600 South. And some minor slowdowns, northbound 15 in Lehigh and Draper, and southbound 15 in Kaysville and downtown Salt Lake. I'm Lexi with Right Now Traffic.
Sponsored by ShopVac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Hurry down to Lowe's to pick up your ShopVac brand wet-dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology. Starting at just $79.
Let Diamonds Direct help you create that